愿大家平安。
May the peace of God be with you.
请我们来看马太福音第五章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第五章第八节。
Chapter 5, verse 8.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
在这里主耶稣说，清心的人有福了。
And Jesus said that blessed are the pure in heart.
说他们要见到神。
Because they said, for they shall see God.
我们整个宗教信仰的中心是什么？
So what is the center of our belief?
就是神。
Which is God.
把神拿掉就没有宗教信仰。
If God is removed from the center of belief, and it remains nothing.
那我们整个在信仰里面追求是在追求什么？
So what are we pursuing for?
这个有两个层次。
There are two phases.
第一个层次就是追求神的恩典。
The first phase is to pursue for the grace of the Lord.
就是有时候我们生病了，你祷告神会医我们病。
For instance, if you are ill, you pray to the Lord, and you may be healed.
你困难祷告神会帮助我们解决。
Or when you encounter difficulties, you pray to the Lord, and He will resolve the problems for us.
因为神就是我们的父。
Since God is our Father,
他很乐意帮助我们，他也能够帮助我们。
And God is capable to help us, and He's willing, He's willingly to help us.
所以我们祷告可以体验到很多神的恩典。
So, through prayer, we can experience a lot of God's graces.
这个是宗教信仰追求的第一个层次。
So, this is the phase one, the first phenomenon.
那宗教信仰追求的再高一个层次。
So, the second stage.
就是追求神本身。
Which is pursuing for God.
神是一个灵。
God is spirit.
看不见。
Who is invisible?
但是在这里主耶稣说你们要看见神。
But the Bible says there that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
所以人能够看到神，这个是宗教信仰的一个最高的境界。
This is the highest stage for the person to see God.
如果一个人问我们。
So if someone asks us a question.
请问你人生活到现在，让你最感动的，最满意的，最快乐的，最能忘的是什么事情？
What has been move you the most during your religious life?
不是 religious, 就是所有的生活里面。
In all your daily life, what touch you the most?
我想每个人都有不同的想法。
I bet everyone has different answer.
你赚到钱的时候，哇，很兴奋。
Maybe you earn a lot of money, you are very excited.
或者你遇到你所爱的人，你很兴奋。
Or you meet someone who you love, you are very excited.
所以每个人的体验都不太一样。
Everyone has different experience.
但是我们人生里面最让你难忘记的就是你看到神。
So the most unforgettable moment or thing is to see God
in your life. 因为看到神那一种满足是完全的百分之百。
To see God is a complete satisfaction.
那是人生一个最高的境界。
It's the highest stage.
如果一个人真的见到了神。
If a person can truly see God.
不是只见到神的恩典。
Not only just experience or see the grace of God.
如果他真的见到神。
If he truly sees God.
他的一生不会离开神。
And he will never turn away from God.
因为没有一件事情比见到神更满意。
So nothing better than seeing God.
更让人喜乐。
And can even have more joy.
首先我们来看圣经里面所谓见到神的一些体验。
Let's review some of the typical examples in the Bible about seeing God.
出埃及记二十四章。
Let's refer to Exodus chapter 24.
出埃及记二十四章。
Exodus chapter 24.
第九节。
Verse 9.
摩西、亚伦、拿达、亚比户并以色列长老中的七十个人都上山去。第十节。
Verse 10.
他们看见以色列的神，他的脚下仿佛有平铺的蓝宝石，如同天色明镜。十一节。 他的手不加害在以色列人的尊者上，他们观看神，又吃又喝。
Verse 9, then Moses went up as Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and they saw the God of Israel, and that was under his feet. It was a paved work of sapphire stone, and it was like the very heavens, in its clarity. But on the nobles of the children of Israel, he did not lay his hands, so they saw God, and they ate and drank.
这里说啊，神叫摩西带着70个长老上了山上去。
God ordered Moses to bring 70 elders to go up the mountain.
第四节说他们看到神。
As we just read in verse 10, they saw the God of Israel.
那这个神啊，看起来到底像什么？
So what does God look like?
说他脚下仿佛有平铺的蓝宝石。
And that was under his feet as it was a paved work.Of sapphire stone.
这个就是用人世间啊，你最宝贵的宝石来形容。其实见到神那个体验啊，是人世间没有办法形容的。
Actually, it's impossible to describe the feeling when you see God. They can only use the most precious gem on this earth to describe God.
然后最后一句说，如从天色明镜。
And it was like the very heavens in its clarity.
非常洁净好像。天国一样
，I saw pure and clear, just like the heavenly kingdom.
那个也是我们人世间你没有办法形容的。
That's beyond the understanding of human being, as beyond human's way to describe.
然后十一节最后一句
，the last portion of verse 11,
说他们观看神，又吃又喝。
So they saw God and they ate.And drank.
这个吃喝是肉体的一种享受。
So eating and drinking are the enjoyment of human life.
那观看神是心灵上的一种享受。
Seeing God is the spiritual joy.
所以这里告诉我们啊，所谓宗教信仰的追求不一定要禁欲。
So the pursuing for a religious belief is not necessarily that one has to overcast his lust.
圣经说，神赐给我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
So God gave us the food, so we can be satisfied.
你不一定要跑到山上去，凡离开人世间，穿着灰色的衣服，头发剃掉，不需要这样。
You don't have to shave your hair and wear the gray color cloth and try to retreat to mountains.
又是苦行僧，有什么东西不可以吃？不可以结婚，这个都不需要。
Or live in a very very thrifty life, even to avoid marriage.
所以这里说他们又吃又喝。
In here we just read they ate and drank.
但是他们看到神。
But they saw God. They saw the glory of God.
这是第一次神显现。
This is the first time God manifesting to the people.
好，我们现在看以赛亚书第六章。
Let's refer to Isaiah.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第六章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳下垂，遮盖圣殿。第二节。
Verse 2.
其上有撒拉佛势力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，用两个翅膀飞翔。第三节。
Verse 3.
一直呼喊说，圣哉圣哉圣哉，万军的神，他的荣光充满全地。
Verse 1, in the year of the king Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had 6 wings. With 2 covered his face, with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he flew. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
这个第一节在讲两种王。
A verse from gives two kings, two different kinds of kings.
是地上的王。
One is the king on earth,
就是乌西亚王。
Whom is King Uzziah?
一个是天上的王。
The second king is the one in heaven,
就是以色列所拜的又真又活的神。
Is the true and living God, whom the Israelite worships.
地上的王有荣耀。
The king on earth had his glory.
但是乌西亚王会死。
But King Uzziah still died.
他的荣耀是有限的。
His glory was limited.
会结束的。
And that would be an end.
我们看这个奥巴马在就职的时候，一月份啊， 几十万的人跑到华盛顿 D.C. 去。
So during the inauguration of President Obama, hundreds of thousands of people gathered in Washington D.C.
啊，因为非裔的美国人可以当总统，这是一个很大的突破。
It is a breakthrough of an African American to be the U.S. president.
他有这个才能，他有这个啊。有这个能力能够爬到美国总统。
His ability to become the first African American president.
所以他走到哪里，好多人想要看他。
So many people wanted to see him.
他到德国去啊，几万人也听他在演讲。
When he went to Germany, thousands of people were listening to his speech.
如果奥巴马可以吸引这么多人。
If Obama could attract so many people.
那我想主在显现啊，每一个人都会被吸引。
If God manifests Himself, I believe many people will be attracted.
因为这里说主坐在高高的宝座上。
It says here that God sit in His high place.
诗篇里面说神坐在至高之处。
And God sits in the highest place, the utmost place.
再上去没有。
There's no place highest than His throne.
他是整个宇宙的主宰。
He is the master of the entire universe.
他有权柄，他有荣耀。
He has glory and power.
所以他坐在高高的宝座上。
So he sat in the highest place.
但是他的衣裳下垂，遮盖圣殿。
And his and the train of his robe filled the temple.
那当这个撒拉佛天使长啊，在侍奉他，呼喊圣哉圣哉。
When the archangels cry out loudly and said, "Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts."
那么第三节说，他的荣光充满着全地。
And the whole earth is full of his glory.
整个圣殿啊在震动。
And the entire temple shook.
所以这个神是充满着荣耀，充满着能力的一个神。
So God is full of glory and power.
那为什么神要显给以赛亚看
？And why did God appear to Isaiah?
因为神要用以赛亚。
Since God wanted to utilize him.
我们现在一个公司要用人，大部分用什么方法？
When a company wanted to hire someone or to utilize a person, what do they do?
用钱。
Of course, they use money.
你如果这个人很有才能。
If this person is very talented,
一百万挖不过来，两百万吧。
The company may spend a million, even 2 million to hire this person.
如果这个人很有才能，多少他都可以出。
Even this, if this person is so talented, and the company may spend millions of dollars to hire him.
但是神要用人，用什么方法？
But how does God is going to utilize a person.
神就显他的荣耀给他看。
God manifested his glory to him.
那人一看到神的荣耀。
And when a person sees the glory of God.
你就对神产生一种敬畏。
And he'll be fear of God.
你就会对神产生一种羡慕。
And he will desire for God.
那神要做你做什么你都会做。
So, and God, he can do whatever God orders him to do.
所以后来神就呼叫以赛亚。
So, later on, God,called Isaiah.
叫他去做什么？
And what did God command him to do?
叫他去把以色列百姓带回来归向神。
And bringing back the Israelite to him.
以赛亚说，我在这里，请差遣我。
And Isaiah said, I'm here, please send me.
神给以赛亚多少钱？
How much money did God pay Isaiah?
一块钱都不需要。
God didn't even spend a dime to hire him.
因为他看到神的，他已经完全满足了。
Since he saw the glory of God and he was so satisfied.
当你看到神那一种满足的时候，你发现钱已经不重要了。
The moment when you see the glory of God, money is unimportant.
所以人会真的认为钱很重要，是你没有看到比钱更好的。
If a person looks upon the money so badly, the reason is he hasn't seen anything better than money.
如果你看到比神更好的，钱就算不了什么。
If you see God is the best, then money is nothing to you.
那什么比钱更好？
So what is more, what is better than money?
就是神本身。
Which is God himself.
所以以赛亚神显现他的荣耀给他看。
So God manifested his glory to Isaiah.
再看以西结书。
Let's refer to Ezekiel.
以西结书。
Let's refer to Ezekiel.
以西结书的第一章。
Chapter 1.
从二十六节开始
，Let's refer to verse 26.
说神显荣耀给以西结先知看
，And God showed His glory to prophet Ezekiel.
那二十六节说他的宝座好像蓝宝石的形状
，And the firmament over the
第一章二十六章。
Chapter 1:26, and above firmament over the heads for the likeness of throne, it appears like a sapphire stone.
27节。
Verse 27.
从他腰以上好像光耀的晶晶。
Also from the pure of his waist and upward, I saw it was the color of amber with a pure of fire all around within it.
周围都有火的形状。
And with a pure of fire all around within it.
腰下有黄火的形状，周围有光辉。
And from the pure of his waist and downward, I saw it was the pure of fire with brightness all around.
28节。
28.
好，又看见好像红的形状。
Like the appearance of rainbow.
然后28节下半句。
And the second portion.
这就是神荣耀的形象。
This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
那这个以赛亚不以西结一看到他就俯伏在地。
When Ezekiel saw it, he fell on his face.
因为这是太伟大、太荣耀、太满足了。
And this is so glorious and so satisfied.
比较起来，人是太卑微、太污秽，所以他就趴到地上了。
Man is so defiled, so he fell on his face.
那为什么神要显给以西结看
？And why God appeared to a prophet Ezekiel?
第二章
，Chapter 2.
神就告诉以西结。
Then God told prophet Ezekiel.
第三节
，Verse 3.
对他说：“人子啊，我要差你往悖逆的国民以色列那里去。”
Son of man, I'm sending you to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that's rebelled against me.
第六节
Verse 6.
人子啊，虽然有荆棘跟蒺藜在那里，又在住在蝎子当中，不要怕他们。
And you, son of man, do not be afraid of them, nor be afraid of the worms, the briars and thorns are with you, and you dwell among scorpions.
因为以西结要进到以色列百姓当中来改变他们的信仰。
Since Ezekiel was ordered to go to the people of Israel to change their faith,
要受苦很多
and he had to suffer.
那当神先显荣耀给他看
so when God appeared to him first,
再来什么苦他都吃得下去
that he would be able to stand for any kind of suffering.
神把保罗带到第三层天去
God lifted Paul up to the third layer of heaven.
他说是我的灵魂去还是我肉体一起去我不知道
He didn't know whether it was his spirit.Or his physical body went up to the third layer of heaven.
但是保罗去过第三层天以后
But after he went to the third layer of heaven,
他甘心为主牺牲一切
And he was willingly to serve the Lord.
因为那是好得无比的
That is the best place.
如果神将来要带我去那里
And if God was going to bring me to that place,
我感激不尽
And I'm so thankful, I'm so grateful.
今生为着神，我什么都可以牺牲
So I could sacrifice for God.For anything.
所以为什么神要人看到他
That's the reason why God wanted man to see him.
因为人看到神就会被他吸引
So when a man sees God, he will be attracted by him.
人看到神就会被他感动
And he will be moved and touched by God.
就会成为他生活的一股动力
And he will become a motivation in his life.
因此在圣经里面大卫有一个心愿
Therefore in the Bible, David had a wish.
好我们现在来看诗篇二十七篇
Let's refer to Score of Psalm 27.
诗篇的二十七篇
Score of Psalm 27.
第四节
Verse 4.
二十七篇第四节
Psalm 27 verse 4.
有一件事我仍求神我仍要寻找就是一生一世要住在神的殿中瞻仰他的荣美
Verse 4.
在他的殿求问
Verse 4, one thing I would desire of the Lord, that we are sick, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
大卫说我一生一世我只有一件事情。
David said, I have only one wish in my life.
我要住在神的殿中瞻仰神的荣美。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord.
要看到神的荣美。
And he wants to behold the beauty and the glory of the Lord.
有谁不愿意看美的东西呢
？And who else doesn't want to see beautiful things?
买衣服要买美的。
You want to buy a cloth, you want to buy the beautiful one.
你要去旅行，要找那个风景最美的。
If you want to go for tourism, you want to see sightseeing, you want to look for the most beautiful scenes.
你房子装饰要最美的。
When decorating a house, you want to decorate it in the most beautiful way.
那个美从哪里来
？And where does the beauty come from?
那个美从神来的。
It's from God.
神是最有创意的神。
God is the most creative.
所以神是荣美的神。
Therefore, the beauty of the Lord.
因此我们人看到神那是完全的满足啊。
So when a person sees God, he will be completely content.
因为那个美地上没有。
Because that kind of beauty could not be found on earth.
所以大卫说：“我一生一世，我要在神的殿来观看神的荣美。”
Again, David said, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord."
但是诸位，从昨天到今天，我们整天在这个神的殿，请问你有没有看到神？
So, brothers, sisters, friends, since yesterday up to this moment, we spend all the time in the temple. Did you behold the beauty of the Lord?
我想答案是没有。
The answer is no.
那怎么办呢？
And what shall we do then?
我们怎么能够看到神的美呢？
So、
看到神的荣耀呢？
So how can we behold the glory and the beauty of the Lord?
主耶稣不是说清心有福，他要看到神吗？
Did Jesus Christ say that blessed are those who are pure in heart, so they may see God?
今天谁看到神呢？
And who does see God?
我们先来看哥林多后书。
Let's refer to the second epistle to the Corinthians.
哥林多后书第三章。
The second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第三章。
Second Corinthians chapter 3.
十七节。
Verse 17.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得自由。十八节。
18.
我们众人既然敞着脸可以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状。荣上加荣，如同主的灵变成的。
Verse 19, Now the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same thing from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
17节说，主的灵在哪里，那里就得到自由。
And now the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
我们常常把这节解释说，你如果祷告必圣灵充满了，你就得自由了，你也不必抽烟啊，你也可以不必喝酒，会自然会戒掉。
A lot of time we interpret this verse is if you pray to the Lord earnestly, then you may refrain, for example, like smoking, then you may have freedom.
你没有还有坏的个性、坏的习惯，就是主的灵没有充满了，所以你得不到自由。
You still have a bad temperance or bad behavior conduct because you are not filled by the Holy Spirit, so you don't have freedom.
当然这样讲也对的。
Yes, this interpretation is true.
但是在这一段圣经里面
But in this passage,
这个讲什么？
What does it explain?
16节
Verse 16.
他们心里有什么时归向主，怕子就除去。
Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
我们人啊，要看到神啊，有一个障碍。
In order to see God, we have to remove a hindrance.
所以这里说那个帕子，帕子就是一个遮盖，就是一个障碍。
A veil is something to cover up. It's actually a hindrance.
那这个帕子如果没有拿掉，你看不到神。
If the veil was not taken away, you won't be able to see God.
所以旧约时代的人，除了我们刚刚所谈的几个，没有人看过神。
So during the Old Testament time, except those we just mentioned.Very few people saw God.
那这个新约时代要怎么看到神？
So during the New Testament time, and how would people see God?
我们再看十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
说我们既然敞着脸可以看见神的荣光。
But we all with unveiled face beholding as a mirror.Of the glory of the Lord.
好像从镜子里反照。
As in the mirror, the glory of the Lord.
所以我们现在要看到神的荣光，要从镜子里面反照。
So we're going to see God through the reflection, of a mirror.
那个镜子是什么？
So what is that mirror?
那个镜子就是圣经的话。
A mirror, that mirror is the Holy Scripture.
神的话
，the words of God are all written in the Holy Bible.
整个旧约圣经。都是在预言耶稣降生。
The entire Old Testament typifies the birth of Jesus Christ.
然后新约的四福音讲主耶稣怎么出生，讲什么，做什么，怎么死，怎么复活，怎么升天。
The fourth gospel records the birth, the deeds, the works, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那接下去就讲他们怎么传耶稣，他们对主耶稣的认识。
And continuously, the New Testament records how do they know Christ and how do they preach the gospel.
启示录讲耶稣再来。
And the Revelation the Revelation records the second coming of Jesus Christ.
所以整个圣经只在讲一个人，就是耶稣。
So the entire Bible only focus on only one person, who is Jesus Christ.
那得到圣灵以后，神把我们这个障碍拿掉。
After we receive the Holy Spirit, God removed this hindrance.
我们就可以从圣经看到神的荣耀。
And through reading the Bible, we may be able to visualize the glory of God.
所以在第六节。
Therefore, in verse 6,
那吩咐光从黑暗出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知道神的荣光显在耶稣基督的面上。第四章第六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
神的荣光显在耶稣的面上。
And the glory of God was manifested, on the face of Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天怎么看到神？
So how do we see God?
透过圣经看到耶稣，你就看到神。
Through the Bible we see Jesus, then we see God.
但是要圣灵把这个障碍拿掉，你才看得到。
And the Holy Spirit will be able to remove the veil, to remove the hindrance.
所以有的人啊，对的，这个圣经真的索然无味。
Therefore, some people may feel that the entire scripture, the Holy Bible is so dull.
所以看一看就睡着了。
And they fall asleep when reading the Bible.
这个是因为帐子那个帕子没有拿掉。
The reason is the veil is unremoved.
有时候我到一些教会去领会。
Sometimes I deliver sermon in certain churches.
早上还没有到12点钟，怎么大家这么好像想要睡觉？
It's not even 12 noon. Many people are falling asleep.
就爱困，很想讲睡。
And they're dozing.
但等一下聚完会啊，一到这个餐厅啊，哇，讲股票讲什么时事，哇，精神很好。
And then after the sermon, and when they were dining, in the dining room, and they became so active.
那等一下到下午聚会，哇，怎么大家都这么想睡，我现在讲到也没有精神。
During the afternoon service, again, people fell asleep.
我发现
I even have no interest, to speak.
我发现了这个教会大部分的祷告都很短。
And I realized the fact, in that particular church, the people didn't spend enough time in prayer.
你祷告奉主耶稣这么一祷告，你很大声，等一下不要五分钟，好像飞机下降，只有你一个人声音。
So even you say in the name of Jesus Christ to pray, and just not even 5 minutes, it seems that you are the only person, praying.
因为人祷告不够，这个心啊，那个障碍没有拿掉，你看不到神的荣耀，没有神的感动，你就睡觉了。
So if a person doesn't spend enough time in prayer, it's very easy for him to fall asleep.
不过感谢主啊，能够来教最后睡觉也是安息啊。
Of course, even a person sleep in the church is still considered as a rest.
但是有时候你如果看到教会很注重祷告
，But if you notice a church, devoted in prayer.
他那个障碍拿掉，他可以从神的圣经里面看到神。
And the veils are removed. They will be able to visualize the glory of God.
啊，你就发现你在讲道当中，你可以感觉到有一种回应。
Even during the sermon delivery, you may be able to sense the responses.
因为他们有看到神的荣耀。
Saying they see the glory of God.
他们有感觉到那种满足。
And they can even feel the content.
所以有一个青年他的见证。
Once a youth testified.
他说他圣经有一部分他的圣经那个字是模糊的，不是。
He mentioned about partial in his Bible, the words are blurred.
他说他每天晚上睡觉前要读圣经。
And every night before he went to sleep, he has to read the Bible.
但是有时候他真的太感动，在看圣经，这眼睛就掉下来，那个地方就模糊了。
He was so touched, the tears smear the words.
我听了这个很感动啊！我们现在的青年能够看圣经感动会掉眼泪，这个真的是很难得。
I was so touched when listening to this testimony. How many of youth will actually be moved by the word of God and shed tears?
那你怎么看圣经会感动到流眼泪呢？
And how will be moved by the word of God and begin to shed tears?
要常常祷告。
The only clue is you have to pray often.
神的灵把那个障碍拿掉。
Soon as the Lord remove the hindrance.
神的灵会带我们进到真理的深处，看到真理的奥秘。
And the Holy Spirit will guide us into the profound teaching of the Scripture that we'll be able to discover the mystery.
你看，我们教会有一个长老蔡圣明长老。
There is a 圣明蔡Elder 圣明蔡 in Taiwan.
他到九十几岁才离世。
He was called by the Lord at the age, in his late 90s.
不到二十岁他就当传道。
And he became a full-time minister not even 20 years old.
所以这个七十年他读的是同一本是圣经啊，读破了几本还是读圣经。
He read the same Bible several times and he even changed for several new Bibles.
英国有一个报纸在问。
There was a survey from a newspaper in England.
如果你要下监三年，你可以带三本书，请问你要带什么？
Say if you are in jail for 3 years, what are the three most popular books you want to bring?
能够读三年，有什么书？
What kind of book that will allow you to read for 3 years continuously?
到最后啊，大部分人里面都有一本是圣经。
So in the survey, many people voted for the Holy Bible.
报纸读一遍就没有价值了。
You may read the newspaper once, and it has no more value.
除非你时间很多，下午再看一遍，晚上再温习一遍。
Unless you know you have a lot of time to read the newspaper thrice a day.
不然看一遍就没有了。
Normally you just read the paper once and throw away.
圣经越读越深。
But the Bible, the more you read and the more you like it.
所以我们敞着脸可以看见主的荣光。
So we can see the glory of the Lord.
这是一种满足。这是一种满足。
This is a satisfaction.
那么更重要。
Most importantly,
我们看那个十八节下半句。
第三章。
好，
Let's read the second portion of Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
这里说，如同镜子反照，就变成主的形状。
Are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory.
有一次我到斐济去。
Once I had an opportunity to visit Fiji.
陈弟兄到机场来接我。
And Brother Chen came to receive me.
我看他两次，我忘记他陈弟兄了。我在机场看到他两次，我忘记他陈弟兄。
I met him twice previously, and I couldn't recollect his face.
因为看久了，他跟斐济人一样。
Because you know he was just like the native Fiji.
因为斐济太阳很大，就晒得黑黑，看起来就跟斐济一样，穿的衣服又一样。
Because of the sun and the skin turned darker, and he also dressed like the Fiji native.
所以这个太阳照久，皮肤会变黑，这是自然的。
It's very natural after you're exposed under the sun for too long, and your skin color will become darker.
那我们从圣经看到神的荣光在照我们。
So through Bible we can see the glories of the Lord reflected on us.
那照久会产生什么结果呢？
So what will be the end result?
下面说变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
Are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory.
会变成主的形状。
And will be transformed into the same image of God.
摩西上到山上40天。
When Moses was up on the mountain for 40 days.
他不吃也不喝。
And he didn't eat nor drink.
他就在神面前呢，跟神在讲话。
He was face to face talking to God.
当然，神的光也照着他。
Of course, the glory of light of God shone upon him.
40天下来，摩西忘记了他脸发光。
And Moses didn't even realize that his face was shining.
所以，这个神的光一照到人，人就会产生属灵的改变。
So when the light of God shone upon a person, there will be a spiritual transformation.
去年十二月
，Last December，
有一个慕道者，大家知道 ，Tony 在这个教会。布道得到圣灵。
That was a true seeker, namely Tony received the Holy Spirit.
一月份我到南非，一月底回来。
Through the end of January, upon my return from South Africa,
我看到这个 Tony, 第一个感觉他的脸变了。
And I noticed there's a change of his image.
我也讲不出来怎么变，就是不一样。
I couldn't tell what's the difference, and he looks very different.
我只是想到那个《使徒行传》里面讲被石头打死了。
I just remember how Stephen was stoned to death.
他的脸啊，好像天使一样。
His face turned to an angel face.
因为他的心充满着平安跟喜乐，就反映在脸上面，就像天使一样。
Because his heart was filled of joy and peace, and it reflected on his face.
所以后来我才知道，这个慕道朋友他说，天天读圣经，听正道录音带，祷告好几个小时。
Then I realized this true seeker friend pray every day, read the Bible, for hours.
祷告越多。
The longer the person pray,
你的心越洁净。
And your heart was cleansed.
你看圣经那个光照越强。
And the reflection of the light shone upon you was even brighter.
那你心越满足。
And your heart would be even more satisfied and content.
越平安越喜乐。
And the more peace and the more joy.
那你那个脸呢不一样。
And your facial appearance will be very, very different.
哦，所以啊，有时候我们在看那个学生联欢会。
Sometimes we notice during the student spiritual convocation.
刚刚报道的时候，小孩子有的是那个电动玩具的脸。
And at the very beginning, you may notice their face are like playing the games.
有的是读书脸。
And some of the face is like have been studied for a long time.
有的是电视脸。
And with a TV face.
有的是随时要打架那个脸。
And all the fighting face.
哎，但是经过几天啊，就是查考道理、祷告。
And after several days of Bible studies and prayer,
哎，你发现每个人脸都像天使一样。
And they turn to angel face.
这个就是改变。
And this is the change.
所以看到主的荣光要改变我们，成为主的形状。
Seeing the glory of the Lord and will be transformed into the same image of Him.
请看哥罗西书。
Let's refer to the Epistle to the Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
第三章
Chapter 3
第十节
Verse 10
穿上新人，这个新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
And put on the new man who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
这里说我们要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
We have put off the old self and put on the new clothes.
那怎么穿上新人？
So how are we going to put off the old man?
这个第十节下半句。
The second portion of verse 10.
这个新人在认识主耶稣的形象，这个知识上一直在增加，用这个知识来改变我们。
And who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
有时候我们常常问，你认识耶稣吗？
A lot of time we may ask this question, do you know Jesus?
我当然认识耶稣，我已经信二三十年了。
I know Jesus, I've been believing in him for more than two decades, even three decades.
但是你再问深一点。
If you ask further,
你真的认识耶稣吗？
Do you truly know Jesus?
这句话我们就很难答了。
Then it's very hard for us to answer.
世界上最有深度的一个人是谁？
And who is the most, probably the most
最奥妙的一个人是谁？
Who is the most mysterious person?
主耶稣。
Jesus Christ.
你一生没有办法完全认识他。
Throughout your lifetime, you won't be able to see, to understand him thoroughly.
因为神的奥秘就是耶稣。
Because the mystery of God is in Jesus.
我们没有办法完全认识神。
We'll not be able to entirely know God.
所以我们没有办法完全认识耶稣。
And of course, we'll not be able to thoroughly understand who Jesus is.
所以认识耶稣是我们一生一世可以努力的一个目标。
So to know Jesus is our lifetime target.
比方说，什么叫谦卑？
For example, what is the meaning of humility?
如果我们不认识耶稣，
if we don't know Jesus,
我们以为谦卑就是别人称赞你啊，我不敢当，我没有这样。
Humility may just mean, when somebody else praises you, say, "Oh no, I'm nobody."
当然你不会讲说你今天才知道啊。
Of course, you know too late.
不是这样啊。
Of course, that's not the answer.
如果我们看耶稣的谦卑，
if we try to understand the humility of Jesus Christ,
腓立比书告诉我们，
and the book of Philippians,
所谓谦卑就是往下降，
and humility means try to lower yourself.
他本来是神，
He is God in heaven.
他不以神为同等，他降为人。
And Jesus came in human body.
那降为人，他不占国王，他降为木匠的儿子。
And he became the son of a carpenter.
做仆人。
And became a servant.
可以洗人的脚。
And Jesus even washed the feet.
再来降为罪人。
And he became a sinner.
所以可以被钉十字架。
So he could be crucified.
这个叫做谦卑。
That's so-called humility.
我们真的谦卑吗？
And are we as humble as Jesus Christ?
你可以往下降吗？
Could you try to lower your status?
如果你现在去搭飞机
，If you are going to take a plane，
忽然来了一个穿着非常草率的人坐在你旁边
，If somebody else, if a person dressed so poorly sitting next to you in the plane，
心里一直在想，我一定要航空公司抗议，怎么安排一个人这个样的人坐在旁边
？And I mean,、oh. you know, I may protest to the、airline why it arranged a person dressed so filthy sitting next to me。
啊，如果你今天买房子
，If you buy a house，
忽然有一个人你不想要的啊人。安排住在你旁边
and the person who you hate the most and happen to be your neighbor、oh,
你会什么感觉
what do you feel
你觉得这个人不配做我的邻居
this person is unworthy to be my neighbor
因为这是高级区
and this is a very high class、oh,
那这样
community
我们是谦卑吗
and are we、in humility
所以主耶稣的谦卑啊，这是一个很高的标准
so therefore the humility of Jesus Christ is very high standard
如果我们谦卑像主耶稣我们就可以洗人的脚
if we are as humble as Jesus Christ then we will be able to wash the other's feet
我们可以洗人的脚吗
can we wash the other's feet
如果你真的谦卑你可以洗人的脚
if we are truly humble you will be able to wash the other's feet
不是洗脚里那个洗脚
not a foot washing ceremony
你平常可以服侍人
which means that can you serve the other
你在公司当老板你也可以当不雇员、开门
if you are the、manager in the company then you will be able to open the door、for the other employees
你也可以去服侍你的雇员
and of course you will be able to serve、the other employees
不简单、啊、
it's not so easy、
哦、所以我们越对耶稣认识越深
the more we know Jesus
那用那个知识来改变我们自己
And use the knowledge to convert ourselves.
我们就渐渐有主的形状。
Then we gradually will acquire the image of God.
所以见到神那种光的照，就是要不仅带给我们满足，也要改变我们。
So to see the glorious light of God shining upon us, not only we are satisfied, and also we'll be able to turn in,、to His image.
好，那条件是什么
？So what are the requirements?
马太福音第五章。
Let's refer to Matthew.Chapter 5,
第八节
verse 8,
清心的人有福了，因为他们见到神。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
我们这个清心、哦、不是一般人讲啊，我最近、哦、孩子都长大搬走了。啊、哦，很清晰的，不是那个。
Pure in heart doesn't mean that recently all my children in are in all my children move away. So you know I am yeah, I am so pure now.
啊，如果
I have no trouble.
如果说孩子都搬走很清晰，那应该每个人都见到神呢、啊。
And if all your children are away, not living with you anymore, you have no burden. You should be able to see God.、
啊、不是那个意思。
That is not the meaning.
清晰，你看英文就比较清楚。Pure, pure 就是没有杂质啊，你的心里面没有杂质、啊。
Purity heart means that you have no residue in your heart.、哦、
那你才可以看到神。
Then you'll be able to see God.、哦、
所以我们仔细看。
Let's take a close look.
摩西在哪里看到神
？Where did Moses see God?
神说你要上到山上来。
You have to go up to the mountain.
什么叫做上到山上
？What does it mean in going up the mountain?
山上就是远离城市。
And up on the mountain means you are away from the secular world.
你看那个索多玛城，这是人造的。
Like the city of Sodom and Gomorrah.
哦，所以有一句话说，魔鬼造城市，神造乡村。
Satan created the cities, and God created the suburban area.
大的罪恶大概都是从城市出来的。
And most of the sins are found, in big cities.
那爬到山上就是你远离城市。
So climbing up in the mountain means that you are away, from the city.
这样你才可以看到神。
Then you will be able to see God.
那山今天在哪里？山今天在哪里？
山什么？
今天啊，山在哪里？
Where's the mountain?
山就是指的教会。
And the mountain refers to the church.
所以为什么说我们灵恩布道会一定要来教会。
So that's the reason why we all have to assemble here, to attend the spiritual convocation.
我们现在很进步，这个都有转播呢。
And now we have the live, broadcasting on internet.
灵恩布道会，我不可以在家里，我喝着 Starbucks 咖啡这样边看，不行吗？
Can I just, you know, go to the Starbucks, cafe and view the spiritual convocation through internet.
我最近啊，听个青年很厉害，他也可以 text message， 但是也可以做 homework， 也可以回电话，也可以回 email， 五六个通知进行。
And I noticed recently in a youth can do multiple functions. He could respond to text messages. He can watch TVs. He can do homeworks and even answering phone calls.
那为什么一定要来教会
？So why do I have to come to church？
因为这就是爬到山上。
And the difference is you're climbing up to the mountain.
你甚至把世界的事情拿开。
So temporarily put away all the secular business.
使你的心能够安静下来。
So you can calm down your mind to attend.
使你的心啊，这真理的这个洗涤之下越来越轻。
So you have a peaceful mind and let your heart to be cleansed by the words of God.
神的话是很洁净的，那一听一听这样一直洗洗清，心洗干净。
The words of God are so pure and it will be to wash away your residues.
那你祷告啊，就越来圣灵越充满。
And you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit.
你是看圣经就越来越清楚。
And you can understand the more and more you understand the Bible better.
你的体验越来越多。
You have more experiences.
这个就是见到神。
And this is the true meaning of seeing God.
那我们再看主耶稣变貌在哪里变貌。
So where did Jesus Christ transfigure?
马太17章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 17.
马太福音17章。
Matthew chapter 17.
第一节
Verse 1
过了六天耶稣带着彼得雅各约翰弟兄约翰暗暗地上了高山
Now after 6 days Jesus took Peter, James and John his brother brought them up on a high mountain by themselves
第二节
Verse 2
就在他们面前变了形象
And was transfigured before them
脸面如日头衣服洁白如光
His face shone like the sun and his clothes became as white as the light
这就是神的形象
And this is the image of God
耶稣容貌放光衣服洁白
and Jesus Christ shone like the sun and his clothes became as white as the light
彼得雅各约翰是在山上主耶稣带到他们山上去看到
and Jesus Christ brought Peter, James and John together up on a high mountain
所以我们今天为什么说要来教会
That's the reason why we have to come to the church.
爬到山上很辛苦啊。
It's very hard. It's so difficult to climb up to a mountain.
一步一步一步一直往上爬。
You have to walk and going higher and higher.
很不方便。
It's so inconvenient.
但你爬到山上你就离神越近。
But when you are up on the top of the mountain, you are closer to God.
来教会不方便啊。
Sometimes it may be convenient to come to the church.
不方便。
It's so inconvenient.
所以特别是带孩子的。
Especially you have young children to take.
好像是在搬家。
It's like moving house.
但是你来到教会就比较容易见到神。
But when you come to the church, it's easier for you to see God.
祷告也比较容易圣灵充满。
And you will be infilled with the Holy Spirit easily.
所以为什么说我们一年一定要两次的灵恩布道
会 That's the reason why we must have at least two spiritual convocations annually.
上到山上看到神的荣耀。
We will be able to go up to the mountain and to see God.
使我们下到山上我们能够过一个更新变化的生活。
So after we're coming down to coming down from the mountain, and our life will be changed.
清新的人有福了。
And blessed are those who are pure in heart.
他们要见到神。
And they will be able to see God.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.